the music scene.
Yeah.
And the 240 teams.
One of the Beatles, most successful bands ever. Yeah.
Not also the Beatles, but, you know, they were the main ones.
Yeah. It's the people, I think, that makes it Liverpool. And a great football team as well. Yeah.
The people, the characters.
I don't know, I think there's just a buzz in Liverpool, isn't there, really, all the time. Even
cultural diversity.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Even outside, like, the city centre. I mean, I live in Kensington. You still feel it from there, like, I don't know, it's just got a pulse on it, really.
Do you just think it's the atmosphere?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to loads of cities, and I don't think any of them got the atmosphere that Liverpool's got.
The music.
The Beatles.
I think it's Pete Price that makes Liverpool.
I just think it's the Beatles, because I still love the Beatles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think we make the most of the Beatles?
At times, I think it could make more of them, but I think that's just to the individual, because I'm just Beatle mad.
Right.
And to other people, it's football.
I'd have to say football, I'm afraid.
Football?
Yes, yeah.
Solely football, nothing else.
Well, no, it's not solely football, is it? It's a mixture of all sorts. It's the people in themselves, isn't it? We're quite unique.
Yeah.
Unique as a person, and as a city, it's unique. And I don't think we get... I think sometimes we get a raw deal from the other, you know, from the public.
Passionate about Liverpool, the place and the people. You know, if anyone says anything against it, like the way we are, you know, it's Liverpool, and it's good and bad and everything.
Yeah. Well, yes, yeah, it is the people.
Well, I think Liverpool's successful because of the mix of people, really. It's quite a multicultural city, and it's a city full of history. And there's loads of things happening. I mean, I'm sort of involved in the arts, so for arts and music and everything. Right now, today, we're here with the Culture Bus, which is an information bus which is giving people of Liverpool information about events and special things that are happening because it's European Capital Culture Year.
And what do you think it was that won us, the Capital of Culture?
I think it was people. It was the people, the attitude of the people, and yeah, and the fact that we're a vibrant lot that are up for things.
And what about the music, the football, you know, the architecture? Did that have anything to play in it?
Well, it does. I mean, it does. Obviously, it really does. You know, Liverpool's one of them places, isn't it? If you go abroad, there's a couple of things that they always say about Liverpool Football Club and the Beatles. Everyone knows it's global. Do you know what I mean? And I think, you know, so, you know, it is about the football and about the music and the history that we've got with it. I think it is, yeah.
Stuff the Beatles. Ken Dodd is the biggest asset Liverpool's got.
Really?
Yes. The man's genuine. He's very funny. And he's lovely.
And so you think it's the comedy that plays a big part in what it's making Liverpool what it is?
Well, you'd have to be a comedian to live here.
Comedy and the music and the people.
Yeah, all of them.
Everything.
Yeah, comedy, I think, really. Yeah. The people are funny anyway, you know. Yeah. I mean, everybody's a comic, aren't they, in Liverpool?
It's the people.
People?
The people.
Why do you think that?
Because they're lovely. They're very pleasant people.
Are you from Liverpool?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
From Cumbria.
So what do you think of Liverpool as an outsider looking in?
I don't view myself as an outsider in Liverpool. It's a very, very welcoming city, very pleasant.
The future's prosperous. I mean, like Pete said, you've got to put up with it for development, you know, for the future. And, you know, when it's all done, I'm sure the people of Liverpool will be a lot happier, although the traffic congestion, etc., has caused a problem. In the long term, everyone will benefit and be a lot happier, and that's a good thing.
I hope that they get rid of the criminals, the gunfighting, all this gangster mob, you know. We're all Liverpool people and we want to live a nice social life.
And what do you think about all the building work? Do you think it's going to be great for the city?
It will be when it's finally done.
And it's going to be good, yeah. All of us, yeah.
Exciting. A good improvement on Liverpool.
I think Liverpool's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think the people are great. They're friendly. Far friendlier than the South Coast. You know, the only way up is up.
Well, if you're a Liverpoolian, you're proud, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I think I'd like when all these new shops and things are all done.
Opened, yeah.
And then you can go from one shop to the other.
I mean, I think it's a beautiful city on our doorstep and should make the most of it if you can.
I mean, it's great to see what the Duke of Westminster's thing has done. That's private development, and we're grateful for that. And hopefully the city is going to benefit from that. And it's about time we were stopped being second best to the likes of Manchester. And I think back many years ago when they talked about developing Speke Airport to be an international airport, you hope for the kids' sake and your grandkids' sake that there is a future here in Liverpool. I'm sure there will be, but it needs to be better managed and people have vision to recognise what the city has, which is unique to itself, which can be capitalised on, particularly from the heritage viewpoint.
It all looks very positive here.
Oh, it's very positive. The city's definitely regenerating, and things do look quite really good here. It's definitely changed in the last 4 years. He probably lives in America, and whenever he comes, he doesn't recognise the city.
Everything. Liverpool's got everything on its plate at the moment.
I think there's a lot of hope for Liverpool, to be honest. There's a lot of improvements, and I think, you know, there's only going to be an expansion of our already impressive culture.
It's really looking up now. It's really good. I'm really happy with it. I'm dead happy with the building work. I'm dead so happy with the streets getting cleaned, everything.
Why you love Liverpool.
0151 708 1059. Love Liverpool Week with Pete Price.
City Talk 105.9.